My name is Steve Nessel. I am the ATV and side-by-side vehicle marketing manager for Yamaha Motor Corporation.
So what kind of products do you have that's new on the line right now?
Well, we've got our 2017 Viking utility vehicle and the 2017 Kodiak 700 ATV here. And really just trying to showcase the fact that these vehicles are built, you know, specifically for outdoorsmen, farmers, ranchers, to be versatile tools in the field, help the kids stay productive, get work done.
So tell me a little bit more about your Yamaha Outdoor Access Initiative. What's going on there?
On the initiative side, it's a program we've had in place since 08, and it's really about promoting the safe, responsible use of not only our products, but the land. So in the last 2 years, we've tried to be more inclusive, try to branch out in the ag space and let people know that initiative exists. It's actually funded through the sale of vehicles, and we accept grants, our applications for grants, and then put money back in. And we've done things like fund some SAEs via FFA for outdoor rec, wildlife management. The initiative has allowed us to be a part of that, as well as funded breaking ground on a training facility with Oklahoma State University. So safety messaging top of mind there for sure, kind of reaching out to the second generation, or next generation, I should say, of users of our product and users of the land, to let them know that that's an important topic and it's not one we should forget. You know, on top of bringing vehicles that are helping stay productive, they need to be safe while they do that.
And, you know, while ATVs and everything side-by-sides, they're a lot of fun to drive around in, but they've become increasingly a very useful tool on farms right now.
Yeah, they really are established themselves as being invaluable. You speak to versatility. I mean, that's what our Viking is all about. You can get accessories straight from Yamaha, or you can bolt stuff onto this steel cargo bed, and really just to make it your own. 2-inch receiver hitch off the back to take the hitch off your truck and tow and trailer with it. You know, and that's kind of a point I make a lot, is that if these are off-road vehicles. Your truck, while valuable for sure still around the farm, is an on-road vehicle. So if you need to get to the far reaches, and we're talking about four-wheel drive terrain, the Viking was built specifically for that, you know, and so it's meant to take the beating that maybe your truck doesn't want to, or maybe you don't want your truck to. So yeah, you're absolutely right. They're carving their space out, and they're proving themselves day in, day out, and that speaks to durability and reliability too, which we're really proud of as far as our vehicles. They don't start day in, day out, and that means downtime, and that can be expensive.
And I don't think I've ever spoken to a farmer that didn't wish they had one if they didn't already have one. And I think one of their main concerns is they think that it's just outrageous to buy one, but they're actually more affordable than you'd think.
It can be, yeah. It's almost a cost benefit if you look at the long haul. And again, that speaks to durability. How long is this vehicle going to last you? And versus the wear and tear you might put on a $70,000 to $80,000 special edition truck, you're absolutely right. It's you amortize it over time, and they're gonna pay for themselves for sure, and probably quicker than you think. So, the farmers, ranchers, the guys who are thinking about it, maybe desire it, and they sit down and they think a little bit harder. But I think you're right. They're gonna figure out that it's definitely money well spent, and it's something that they're gonna see as a valuable tool on their farm.
What's the average lifetime of a product that you all sell?
You know, it can be decades. It really can. And something else we try to engineer into the vehicles is ease of use of preventative maintenance. If you check the oil filter, you change the oil, you check the air filter, if you do those simple things to really keep the vehicle running right, you know, running clean, there's service intervals and things like that you want to stay on top of, but it's the easy stuff that you can do right there, you know, outside the barn or the shed, that will really extend the life of the vehicle. Quick checkups every now and again, just a walk around, and again, it could be 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and Yamaha has that reliability, durability reputation. We've got people coming up just earlier today saying, I have a Timberwolf back from the late 90s. You know, that's still running strong. So it's if you can't really put a lifespan on it, if it's unknown, because if you take care of it, who knows when it'll go. It's not a bad thing, and again, it'll pay for itself sooner than you think.
Sure. So, and Christmas is coming up. Any right. Any promotions that y'all are offering right now or throughout the year?
We run dealer incentives, whether it's cashback or retail finance options, and we've actually, you're talking a little bit about even an ag point, you know, as we get towards the end of year and tax time, and guys looking to invest in product for their farm for the following year, just check with the local Yamaha dealers, see what they have available, because they definitely want to work with you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.